T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Threat eliminated, sir.
Rodenheiser is celebrating their 90th year in business by giving you a new furnace. If you have successfully maintained a furnace that is decades old, congratulations. And Rodenheiser wants you to be a part of their free furnace giveaway. They are searching Metro West for the oldest working furnace, and they're going to replace it with a brand new energy efficient gas furnace if you have the oldest entry that is submitted. Every entry that gets submitted gets a voucher for up to $500 off a new system and a free seasonal furnace clean and check. It's getting cold. We got total and utter whiteout conditions arriving for the first time this season tonight. Make sure that with the help of Rodenheiser, your furnace is ready to keep you warm all winter. Just go to rodenheiser.com. That's R-O-D-E-N-H-I-S-E-R.com. And enter in the approximate age of your furnace. You can check out the contest rules there. And you got to enter by November 30th at rodenheiser.com to win a free gas furnace from Rodenheiser today.
In just 60 seconds or less, the Hillman Morning Show will be back with more of this.
You got my ass kicked a lot.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Now, back to the show that would never charge you for extra ketchup packets.
Worse than insane. Irresponsible.
Evil.
This is the Thursday Hillman Morning Show.
Fitchburg State University regarding the basketball player and the incident that occurred on Tuesday night reads like this. The Fitchburg State community is appalled by the conduct displayed during Tuesday night's home basketball game. The player involved has been indefinitely suspended from the team and barred from campus.
Yeah, that's
indefinitely.
Ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
So,
not expelled.
Barred from campus. I think that means expelled.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, yeah, I mean, they don't use the word.
Can he finish school online?
Right. Yeah,
now,
maybe that's
it's so funny how people are so naive and the knee-jerk reaction we live in with the pussification of America.
Bingo.
So, when Fitchburg State baseball plays next year and a pitcher deliberately goes to being a guy.
Yeah.
In the head,
then he should be.
He's got to be gone thing. From school, right? Yeah. No. But that's a part of baseball. Now the beanball is, you know, you're just sending a message to the other team.
Now Paige is a FSU alumni member, and I believe worked there at some point. Hello, Paige.
Hello.
How
First
are you?
Time caller. Good. How are you?
What's going
Paige.
On?
So, I'm a Fitchburg State alum. I'm a 2012 graduate.
Yeah.
And I worked for the athletic department at my time there.
For what department?
I worked for the athletic department
I
was there.
Yep.
And I definitely saw some crazy stuff with the hockey team. But never so much with basketball. And I hate to say it, but I kind of agree with LB a little bit about definitely off the team, shouldn't be on the team anymore. But I don't know about being expelled. And I agree with Mark Shue about, you know, not having him represent the campus. And it's a tough situation.
Well, I mean, what if a student did that to somebody in the cafeteria because they didn't like the fact that they were behind him in line? I mean, if they just walked up and clotheslined another student.
But that's not, it's not the same thing.
Why not?
Oh, just like all your examples?
Why? Don't
pretend that sports aren't a different realm of society. There are different rules in sports for rules in the world. And there are exceptions in sports, and they make them all day, every day.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not, you know, the world doesn't have the same rules that all different sports have. That's why they have a rule book for every sport.
Is Fitchburg State there to make this man, help make this man into a better adult and a better person?
Yes, and agreed.
They are.
And give him an education.
And if his conduct is, whether he's in the cafeteria or on the basketball court, if his conduct is not that is acceptable by normal society.
But that's not
society.
You're adding words to your argument because you're flabbergasted that this happened. The world of sports is not the world of society, and the rules of engagement in sports are not the rules of engagement on the sidewalk on Boylston Street.
I mean, the kid is standing there, the opposing player.
He snapped.
He hits a three. This kid comes over from the paint, looks at the ref, and then takes his elbow as hard as he can into the kid's head.
Yeah. Well, why would you do it half-heartedly? I mean, you're either all in or you're out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you look to see if the ref was looking.
How about just a chest thump? Send a message.
Here's Mitch. You know? Hello, Mitch.
Hi.
What's up, Mitch?
I honestly, with the whole situation with, because I'm in like the, you know, the personal protective stuff like that. You know, I'm a firefighter, and you know, when you break the rules of what's told to you, and you do wrong, I mean, yes, you don't go over and you know, say, hey, you can't do anything with your life anymore. You got to go sit home and stare at the wall. You shouldn't be able to be denied your education. But when you do something wrong and you don't abide by the rules that you are told to do or respect another team or another person, you shouldn't be allowed to be in contact with another team or another person. You know what I mean? You should be evaluated for a situation saying that if you're going to do this once, you're going to do it again.
You just can't pick and choose. So if I'm playing basketball and a guy is taking a shot and he's going for a three-pointer, and you run up to block him, and instead of letting him take the three-pointer, which people do all the time, it's called a flagrant one, and you push the guy. And he falls down, hits his head in the court, and goes into a coma. Is that assault?
No.
But why is that not assault?
Intense? Maybe
the guy's in a coma. No, he pushed him on purpose. So he didn't want him to get the three.
Has that ever happened?
He didn't want him to get the
three. Exactly. He didn't want him to get the three. But in this case, the three was already made, and the guy did it immediately after that.
I got it. You guys believe.
I don't think you do.
No, I totally got it. You believe he should be kicked out of school.
Yeah.
Fine. My point is that so tomorrow there's another college game and a guy's taking a three, and the guy, instead of trying to block the three, he pushes the kid in the chest. Kid hits his head, is in a coma. That's assault too. He should be arrested, kicked out of school.
No, that was the intent.
Intent.
Okay.
No, now, his intent was to push him on purpose.
No, the intent was to ruin the shot. In this particular case, you can see the intent in the actions. Because the shot was already made.
They're both on purpose.
Here's a text that says,
Oh, my God.
Here's a text that says, speaking of that, where has Greg never slept? In tent. I do not like camping. They are correct. I'm not somebody who likes to.
That's dad on a huge level.
You're an RV guy?
Are you an RV guy? No, I don't like camping.
That's very, very dad joke.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Laser show joke right there. I love that.
It was pretty good. Good texter.
So here we go. I've got a couple of points. One of them I think is probably going to fall on deaf ears, but who knows? So the thing is if it's in the play where, you know, a guy's driving to the net and a guy, you know, pretty much flagrantly fouls the dude, he can always say, oh, I didn't mean to knock him down, you know?
Yes. This is not, there's no confusion
on this guy.
There's no confusion. It's like Lambeer. It's like Bill Lamb, as Johnny Most said, Lambeer is a vicious animal. I mean, you had guys who were doing that in the 80s. It's a different time now.
No. It happens. It'll happen in a Bruins game. Who do they play next? They play Dallas next. It'll happen during a Bruins game that the whistle will go off, and then somebody's going to elbow somebody. And if they get a concussion, he should be arrested?
No, I guess
kicked
not.
Out of the game?
Yeah. All right.
Come on, people.
Come on, people.
Danielle.
Yeah.
Yesterday, when Julian Bubs Edelman was our guest during the Hillman Huddle.
Yes.
We discussed his beard.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you thought it was a little too overgrown. Not
for me, but,
You
know.
However, there is information today from science, which proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that women love a man with a beard.
Correcto mundo. This comes to us from the Journal of Evolutionary Biology. They're reporting on a study. They asked 8,500 women to rate men for their boyfriend potential, okay? The guys were photographed at various different stages. Clean shaven, 5 days after shaving, 10 days after shaving, and 4 weeks after shaving.
Huh.
The results were pretty much a clean sweep. Every single woman preferred the men they chose when they had full facial hair.
Yeah, not just stubble.
No, full-on beardo growth.
So you guys want a facial hair hardo.
Let me tell you something. Nothing worse than meeting a hot guy with a full beard, and then you have to sit there and analyze, would he still be this good-looking if he took it all off?
Really?
Yeah, sucks.
So the clean-shaven look is completely out?
It's for the most part.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No. They forgot to include one word.
Yeah.
Hot guy with beard.
Right.
No.
Okay.
No, I will tell you.
No. That's what it is.
A proper, sir?
No.
You don't have a vagina, first of all.
Well, that's debatable to some people.
That is true.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch. A proper beard can elevate a mediocre-looking man to hot status. Hence why I said you have to look at the reverse and say, I need to see a photo of you without the beard to judge exactly how hot you are.
774 text from a woman. Oh, my God. I love beards. Not a fan of the man bun. Not a fan of the man romper. And definitely no waxing. But I love the beard.
Yeah, of course. Stating the obvious.
Well,
it's the greatest tickler ever.
Oh.
At its lowest,
that was
low-hanging fruit. Yes. It's the greatest tickler of all time.
978 text, clean shaven all the way for this chick. If you got a handsome face, flaunt it. Well, I don't know.
Some women don't like the texture of the beard. Like when you kiss a guy. If he doesn't have the certain mouth parts trimmed open, then you got, like, whiskers sticking into you. It might be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. This texter says, no way. Bubs looks way better without a beard.
I agree with that.
I don't think so.
Let me ask Danielle something.
Yes.
You know who Action Bronson is?
I don't.
He's about 400 pounds, has a giant, unruly red beard.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So if he walked in here right now.
Who is he? What does he do?
He's a rapper, but he also does a great cooking show. He's kind of a chef.
He's a rapper and a cooker.
Right. Okay. But so that's why, hence the weight.
Yeah.
If he walked in here right now, so that would be better?
No.
Than an unshaven
guy?
Are you looking at him,
Danielle?
I'm looking at him.
Yeah. Does he look better because he has the beard?
There is an old post that shows him with his beard shaved. I say he looks significantly better with the beard.
And you go out with him? You think he's hot because he has a beard?
I didn't say that.
Okay. Just checking. Just checking.
Here's a text from a woman. I love a good beard, but they just don't look good on all men.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe she's talking about me.
Some guys have spotty beard growth, too.
Yeah, you got to be able to grow full on.
Yeah.
You like can't do the summer beard.
Our buddy at Not Josh Dolan, God help him. That kid could try to grow a beard for like 3 years and it would be nothing. Love you, Josh, but no.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, I like the look of a beard, but I don't like kissing a man with a beard.
Again, they got to trim the mouth parts.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like most women who are texting in agree with science on this and that the beard is the way to go. The beard is the way to go.
Our our video guy, Tony's in here.
Our vice president of digital content.
Yes, I would say that's a man who's in shape.
Yes.
And he is kind of a bodybuilder, and he has a magnificent beard.
Yeah. I mean, Ugmo at the get-go. But the beard does make him look a little bit. It does make him look a little bit better. No, I mean, I don't know. I guess, you know. I do it to hide my chins.
Right.
That's why I have the beard.
Geometrical reformation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is.
What was the Danielle? A texter wants to know where stubble fell in the popularity rank.
They went full beard.
They wanted full beard.
They wanted full beard.
But they still like stubble, but stubble was second or third or whatever. Yeah. It was the full beard was the way to go.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, little advice for you guys. The ladies apparently right now like the beard. It is 9:16 and time for this.
And now LB.
That was bad. Mental mistakes, physical mistakes, all kinds of mistakes. That was awful.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti, Dr. Robert Leonard. They offer the latest in technology and hair restoration at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Middle of the rush, McKinnon stops at the top of the circle and gives it to Jake DeBrusk for a breakaway. He deeks and scores! Jake DeBrusk! The Bruins give up the first goal, but they've got every chance of leaving the first period ahead.
Yeah, not so much Jack. That's Jack and Brick on Ness and the Bruins. Jake got two goals last night. He's actually on fire and playing very well. But the Bruins gave up five unanswered, lose 6-3 to the Avs. Halak took the loss. Next up, Dallas tomorrow night after the tilt in the mountains. And, let's keep it rolling. The Bruins are with the haves, not the have-nots. C's rolled nicely, 111-82 over the Bulls.
Now Baines takes it away from Lopez. Haywood to the basket.
That's what I'd love to see this guy keep doing.
Yeah, you got to love it, Tommy and Mike on the C's call. C's are 8-6 now. They had a tough road trip, I think 1-4, but they get her done at home, and that's all good for Leprechaun Nation. Bron stashed 44, and the Lakers went over Portland, and he passes Wilt the Stilt, Wilt Chamberlain, for fifth all-time in NBA scoring. Next up, Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the NBA all-time leading scorer. Karl Malone, number two. And Kobe, the Black Mamba, number three. Red Sox stud Mookie Betts is up for MVP tonight. He faces Mike Trout of the Angels and the Tribe's Jose Ramirez. There's no way that Betts shouldn't win this award. It's ridiculous. His stats are gaudy. Average 346, 32 taters, 129 runs scored. So enjoy some more hardware, Mookie. Your Cy Young winners. Fireballer, Mets Jake DeBrom, and he won for the NL. Tampa Bay Rays Blake Snell won for the American League. NFL football, Pats 7-3. They're in the bye week. Jets are next. Tonight, Packers, Seahawks at 8:20. College hoops, number two, Kentucky, number three, Duke, and Zion Williamson, the next LeBron James in the NBA. Both rolled over North Dakota and Eastern Michigan, number 18, Michigan, number 10, Michigan State. Both won as well. BC was upset by IUPUI, and you figured out, Google it. But they won They won 76-69. Eagles are 2-1. UConn has Syracuse tonight at Madison Square Garden. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
Here's an interesting text on the text line, which is 97107. You can text us anytime, any moment with your comment. And the text says, ask Danielle about this rule.
Yep.
Unruly beards equal unruly pubic hair. That is apparently a rule that you ladies are...
Well, I mean, if you're not taking the time to trim one, yeah, you're probably not going in for the other, right? Huh.
I guess so.
You're going in with the beard trimmer. I don't know why you can't, you know, landscape the base of the tree.
I mean, weren't we talking
about those weird little branches that grow out of the side?
Okay, Daniel.
Weren't we talking about people who don't clean their cars the other day? Is that the same thing? Is that the same? Is that
unruly the same pubes?
Thing? Unruly, a dirty, you know, unclean car equals unruly pubic hair, apparently. All right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. This is Tracy on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Tracy?
Okay. I don't want to beat a dead horse with this whole basketball thing.
Yes.
But let's state the obvious. If this was 1979 or 1980, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. 20 million people or plus have seen this video. This is a nation of peas now.
Yes.
Everybody gets a trophy, so we've got to react. So I kind of agree with LB in the sense, and that's rare, in the sense that this is sports. I played girls basketball in the 80s. That was pretty rough.
Yeah.
But because the school has to do something and everybody and their sister has seen this video, that's why this kid is being lambasted like he is.
Huh.
I think that he shouldn't play sports. I think that he shouldn't play pro ball, but I don't think he should lose his education.
Huh.
Why can't he just be suspended?
Yeah.
Great. Now Greg has to have basted lamb for lunch.
I like lamb.
You like lamb?
Yeah. No mint jelly. Not a fan of the mint jelly.
No, gross.
I don't. Mint jelly is but a good like a good lamb roast.
Oh, lamb lollipops.
Oh,
yeah,
lamb
I like
lollipops.
The little rib chops. Those I like. Yeah.
And this to this woman's point, and Larry, please don't get offended. I got to blame lawyers for half of that, right? Because there wasn't as much litigation going on.
Yeah.
People didn't sue for everything left and right.
Here's a text that says, can we talk about men who don't wear a beard well?
Yeah.
And point of evidence number one, this texter says, is Ken Kratz. From Making a Murderer.
Yeah.
That's a chin thing, though.
You know what it looks like?
To hide the chin.
It looks like he did trim his pubes, but then he glued them to his face.
Oh, God.
That's what that looks like.
That's really...
Just your reference, Jackass, first one.
Yeah.
But that's, Ken Kratz, horrible facial hair.
Yeah.
And the voice.
Yeah.
He has a mom's voice.
Mm-hmm. You know? He does.
It's like, you know, what I'm trying to do. It's like, oh, my God, stop.
Mm-hmm. How about when he showed up?
Oh, yeah.
And did the press conference.
At the federal court?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like get
really?
Out of here. Mm-hmm. Like, stop selling books or whatever you're doing. It was,
Stop it.
I have every right to be here.
No,
I'd
don't.
Like to address. My name is Ken, K-E-N, K-R-A-T-Z.
K as in Ken.
And I'd like to make myself a part of the whole documentary again.
Even though they don't want me.
Hey, you know what looks good?
What?
Is that movie that is coming out about the Gary Hart scandal.
Oh, the Front Runner.
Have you seen the trailer for that?
I saw the trailer for that. I was surprised, one, that they made a movie about it.
It's a feature film.
Yeah,
it's
not a full-on movie.
It's not a documentary. I was shocked that somebody did it, but it looks pretty good.
And Hugh Jackman is playing Gary Hart.
Yeah.
What?
Now, one, Gary Hart was not that ripped.
Well,
Hugh Jackman is ripped.
He was thin, though. He was a thin guy.
Yeah. I mean, in case you're not elderly like myself, Gary Hart was the front runner in the presidential campaign and expected to win. He was a Democrat. And then he was photographed on his boat, which was named Monkey Business.
Oh, of course.
With a woman who was not his wife on his lap on his boat. So, but yeah, it looks good.
Pretty, Hugh Jackman looks actually, looks he looks like he's doing a good job at it. But yeah, I'm surprised they made a whole film about that.
I'm not, based it's on just, what like what's going on politically.
It's probably a really good story. I mean, it's just it's been so long.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
like,
I
there's
think,
been people who've done much worse since then.
Yes. Clinton, well, there have been a lot of people. I think that's probably, I would assume that is kind of where the movie's going, is that, you know, this is what happened to this guy who was going to be president.
Right.
And one photograph on a boat ended up ruining that.
Womp womp.
I think that perhaps Peter Blute knows something about that. The photos on the the photos on the boat are
speaking
not,
of a good story.
They're not. The zoom lens and the boat in politics never mixes. Never mixes. All right, it's 9:25. When is that out? Is that out yet, or is it? I see the trailer all the time. Is it coming? It's probably coming soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you'd
That's
like
coming out
to,
on November 21st.
When is it?
November 21st.
I might go to the theaters for that one.
What? That is unprecedented, sir.
I hope Tom Brady isn't sitting in front of me with a with an ornate hat on.
Damn it.
I won't be able to see the...
Ooh.
Let's see. Here's a texter asking what year Gary Hart was. I think it was 1980.
No, it was later than that.
Was it
84?
Might have been 84. I think it was probably. I think it was probably 19. It would have been 19. What year was
88.
It? 1988.
Oh, really?
It was 1988. And what was the woman's name?
Paula.
Did they ever identify her?
No, not Paula Jones.
It wasn't Paula Jones.
Oh, it wasn't.
No.
Who was she?
That was a Clinton. That was one of Clinton's harem.
That was one of mine. Which Paula are you talking about? I got Paula. I got Paula A. Paula B. Paula Z. Of course, her last name ended in an A, so you know what that means.
Oh, God.
By the way, anybody got any spinach dip?
Oh.
Please pass the spinach dip. I told Hillary we can't turn on A&E this Sunday because there's going to be something on that she doesn't want to see. I can't wait to watch that, too. I'm going to watch that docu. I love a good docu-series. I don't know what it is about
You're
me.
You're like drama and docs.
I love... Yeah. It doesn't have to be true crime. Although this one... was the spinach dip incident, was that a crime?
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Are they still together, Hillary and Bill?
Of course we are. We're in love.
Well, together.
It's too expensive to split up.
Haven't you ever seen us dancing together to a romantic song? Donna Rice was her name.
Donna Rice
was the name of the woman who was with Gary Hart. And that movie is called The Front Runner.
Yeah.
For those who are asking. Movie is called The Front Runner. I don't know if you saw the story or not. It's not fake news, but we had to cancel our speaking tour because of poor ticket sales. Did you see that?
No.
The big tour that they were doing where they're going to theaters. Yeah, the ticket sales are not what they expected.
Oh, people didn't have 10 grand to spend per ticket to go see the Clinton speak?
Yes.
So get out of here.
That's not
that nonsense.
I think the Koch brothers bought all the tickets.
Oh.
And they knew nobody was going to be in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is today's feature spinach cream pie?
Asking
for a friend. Asking for Hillary. All right. It's 9:27 on the Hillman Morning Show.
With all these devices taking voice commands now, the last thing you should say out loud is, Alexa, text all my contacts that I just crap my pants. That could get awkward. Instead, say this. Alexa, play WAAF. Turn your smart speaker into a radio and listen to WAAF.
Here's information on another WAAF concert.
The boys are back. Dropkick Murphys. Live in concert.
The boys are back. The boys are back. The boys are back. And they're looking for trouble.
2019 St. Patrick's Day Tour. March 14th, 15th, and 17th, House of Blues. And Saturday, March 16th at 1 p.m., Sonder Center. With special guests. Loud, live, and in your face. Dropkick Murphys. March 14th, 15th, and 17th, House of Blues. And Saturday, March 16th at 1 p.m., Sonja Center. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Dropkick Murphys.
green flag is in the air from Miami.
Winning a championship is the ultimate goal.
400 miles separate one of these four drivers from a championship.
The NASCAR Championship, live from Miami, Sunday, 3 Eastern, on NBC.
Cold and flu season is around the corner, and people with conditions like heart disease, asthma, and cancer are especially at risk. Use the thermometer that you and your family can trust, the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 70 clinical studies, and it's the leading thermometer used in hospitals.
Putting up with crazy traffic isn't always a choice. Semis passing over here. Motorcycles over there. Tailgaters everywhere. And up there, a guy who's driving like he's never seen rain before. But at Nissan, we build cars with Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Inside the 2018 Rogue, technology is designed around you, like standard blind spot warning that can see what you don't, here and here, helping you keep an extra eye out, even for things you didn't see coming. But no matter how much technology we put in our cars, we'll always keep you in the driver's seat. The 2018 Nissan Rogue, starting at just under $24,800. Now the most exciting tech you own is in your driveway.
Availability of features varies by vehicle model year, model, trim level, packaging, and options. Blind spot warning cannot prevent collisions and may not detect every object or warn in all situations. Drivers should always turn and look before changing lanes. See owner's manual for safety information. For well-qualified buyers, $24,800 starting MSRP excludes tax, title, license, and destination charge. Dealer sets actual price.
Hey, Sassbot, isn't this iPhone season party great?
Sprinter, an iPhone season is always a party. Holly, my man.
Hi, guys. Happy iPhone season.
Are you excited about the new iPhone XR?
Are you kidding? This is crazy. Not only can you get an iPhone XR on Sprint, Sprint's nationwide LTE advanced network is now up to 2 times faster than before.
I love iPhone season.
Party on, people. Go iPhone. Go iPhone. Go iPhone. Go iPhone. Go iPhone. Go
Switch
iPhone.
To Sprint today and get iPhone XR on us when you lease the latest iPhone. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Second iPhone XR gets $31.25 a month credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Ray, I saw your new billboard on 290. What's up with all those beautiful ladies?
Well, Danielle, have you ever pulled into that big car dealership and there's like 20 guys standing out front smoking butts and spitting and playing hacky sack?
I have, Ray, and I don't like it. That's why I go to you at Midstate.
You came to the right place, Midstate Auto Group in Auburn. Hey, ladies!
That's right, Ray. We're here. It's Jen,
Tanya, Mary,
Kim in service,
and me,
Brianna.
Girl power at Midstate.
Only at Midstate. The best, most fun place to buy a car.
What should we do for corporate gifts this year? Poinsettias?
Nah. How about Green Mountain Chocolate? This is so good.
They do large orders?
Oh yeah, they'll wrap it in boxes, baskets, do all the work, including shipping if you wish.
Well, that's easy.
Their chocolates are so good and fresh. They make them daily in Hopedale, Massachusetts. It's become a special New England tradition.
They ship direct, right? So you won't eat it all?
For the most delicious corporate gifts, go to greenmountainchocolate.com. Your clients will love it. That's greenmountainchocolate.com. Locations in Hopedale and Franklin.
Hillman here. You know, I've been suffering a lot of separation anxiety since both of the kids went back to college. However, Thanksgiving is almost here, and they'll both be back soon. I have one dilemma. I only have one queen MyPillow mattress topper and 2 kids. So I think I'm going to give it to whoever is nicest to me when they get home. But I'll probably have to get another one. Luckily, you still get 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper when you use the promo code WAAF, and you get 2 free standard MyPillows. If my kids get a good night's sleep while they're home, then I get a good night's sleep. The mattress topper is a no-brainer. Just slide it over your mattress, and it's immediately more comfortable. Do yourself a favor. Get one for yourself, one for your kids, one for your neighbor when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAAF. That's MyPillow.com, or you can call 1-800-933-5516 or go to MyPillow.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
Because now at Staples, you get 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, Happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. Valid in-store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
When you get Harvard Pilgrim, you get a plan for your mind, body, and bank account. You get everything from personal health coaching to virtual doctor visits to a trusted partner with 50 years of experience. Get to a healthier, happier you at GetHarvardPilgrim.org.
Get happy!
Airman Rogers, status.
It's a black hat, sir.
Looking for a new challenge? The Air National Guard protects the homeland you see and everything you can. Get trained to eliminate threats in the air, space, and even cyberspace. You have the intelligence. Now, make it a career with the Air National Guard. Visit us at goang.com/now or call us at 1-800-TOGOANG.
Threat eliminated, sir.
Let your love give back. During the Subaru of New England Share the Love event this holiday season, drive away in the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent, starting at just $31,995.
Aha!
Ear moth ambush right now.
You can't do an ear. There are rules on the...
You did not state any rules at the beginning of the show.
You can't do an ear moth ambush during a live
read. Yes, you can.
Commercial.
Now you're complaining because you got nothing.
I don't have... It's not that I have nothing. I just, it requires a moment of thought. However, would you, let me ask you this question. Would you prefer to let your love give back? Or would you prefer to let your love flow?
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason.
Damn it.
Why I'm feeling so high must be the season.
Bellamy Brothers,
when those
Raymond.
Love lights shine all around us.
So complete with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and Subaru Starlink multimedia featuring Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, the Ascent spreads holiday cheer, and you can buy it for $31,995, or you can lease it for $339 a month. And with your lease or purchase during the Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities. For complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Hey, Boston, it's Craig Shoemaker.
Hello, Master Baby.
And the Hillman Morning Show will be right back in 60 seconds or less.
I take a lot longer than that, baby.
New England Auto and Truck Recyclers has access to over 100,000 premium used auto parts for your car or truck. We will beat or match any like competitor's price. JC here from Neater. You can pick up or we will deliver your parts to your home or mechanic. We are reliable, professional, always want to ensure you're completely satisfied with your experience at Neater. All parts are tested and cleaned. Call us at 800-553-3080 or at findusedparts.com. That's findusedparts.com.
Hey Boston, this is Ken Casey from the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to that nut job right wing bastard Greg on the Hillman Morning Show on AAF.
Casey of Dropkick Murphys will be on this show tomorrow at 9:15, and he will discuss all of the shows and the details on St. Patrick's Day annual tradition in our city. Let's see, 774 text says, LOL, earmoth ambush, love it. Ooh. She was tried, a texter suggested this morning that there be some sort of a game in which I was forced to try to find an appropriate earmoth for any particular topic, and that is why Mr. Shue began the ambushes, and he has failed three times?
Three times.
Four times?
Three times.
Failed. Hey, speaking of failing,
I hope
the mayor is not listening, because I don't know if you noticed what I brought my
my pre-mixed waters and my pre-cut melon in this morning, but I brought it in a plastic bag. And the single-use plastic bag ban goes into effect today, I believe. The mayor has signed it. And so, well, last year he signed it, but it's going into effect soon. Not exactly today, but very, very soon. So I think there's a massive fine, right?
It's something like $100 or something ridiculous like that.
Is it to save the turtles?
Yeah.
Or is this the porpoises?
And
all of them.
Also.
Everybody. Yeah. So just don't be caught anywhere in the city limits with a single-use straw or a single-use plastic bag.
What am I going to pick up my dog poop with?
It's a biodegradable corn bag.
Oh, jeez.
Corn, get it? Poop.
Yes.
Full circle there. See you tomorrow, corn.
All right. It's 9:39, and today's weather is brought to you by the Nissan Intelligent Mobility, and it is going to be an okay day up until the snow comes, and that's happening late this afternoon, early evening. And it looks like maybe 3 inches or so. And
that's disappointing.
It's going to be.
right, Danielle?
Is it hard?
Should I still do this?
It's going to be. It looks like it's going to mix with the ice and the freezing rain and stuff, like overnight.
Gross. Yeah.
But I don't know if tomorrow is going to be as bad as some are talking about.
We never know.
Yeah.
This might as well be the bombogenesis, the way they're talking about it on the news.
But we will definitely be here. And, I don't know. I think if it looks like it might be just rain, which would be less of an issue, I think, than
till it freezes tomorrow?
The freezing rain.
Yeah.
And then it freezes again.
Wow.
Which stinks.
You know, you hydroplane, you blame yourself. Freezing rain, it's not your fault.
Yes. So let me just, that's the forecast that's coming tonight. If wet, I didn't even get the sponsor in. Are you planning an ambush?
Yes.
If weather is clear, it's a great day to enjoy the ride. Nissan can't control the weather, but Nissan Intelligent Mobility is technology that is changing the way you drive forever. It's time to enjoy the ride and upgrade to Nissan Intelligent Mobility, technology that moves people. Go to NissanUSA.com to learn more. We're up against the – I don't think we can ambush on the weather.
Oh, really?
We're up against
the clock. Yes, we can on the forecast. Yes, let's hear your mouth on the forecast.
On the forecast – I just literally mentioned during the forecast that the snow will begin either late this afternoon or late in the evening.
Damn it.
And it was, I don't know if you know this or not, Shu, but it was late in the evening when Paul Simon wrote this song. Is that irony or coincidence? He wrote the song late in the evening, and the song is called Late in the Evening. Once you ambush me on one thing, you can never ambush on the weather again.
First thing I remember, I was lying in my bed. Couldn't have been no more than one or two.
Why am I flossing?
And I remember there was a radio coming from the room next door. And my mother laughed away. Some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and the music seeping through.
All right, it's 9:42, and let us get to this.
And now,
you're the manliest man in the history of manly men.
The Hillman Morning Show presents,
You're a God.
Today's inductee into the Mantown Hall of Fame.
Is he the guy? Are you the man?
Well, Danielle brought this up this morning in our meeting and said that we should induct a company into the Mantown Hall of Fame. And I think she's absolutely right based on what is probably going to be the gift to give this holiday season, Danielle.
It's the Drinkworks Home Bar by the fine people at Keurig.
Oh.
So we're inducting them into the Mantown Hall of Fame. They've teamed up with Anheuser-Busch, and they're looking to piggyback on the success of the coffee Keurig makers.
Yeah, game changer right
by
here.
By introducing this, and they've got, this machine costs $299.
You need cocktail pods and a CO2 tank, which you do get one when you buy the machine. Now, there are, I believe, 10 or 15 different drinks available in pods, such as Moscow Mules, margaritas, mojitos, Long Island iced teas. Every pod has a unique barcode on it. The machine scans it to determine the appropriate cocktail temperature as well as carbonation. They say that they're targeting individuals who like to host that might not want to get stuck bartending and mixing a bunch of different cocktails. Also good if you're a casual drunk at home. Mm-hmm. They're also doing a little bit of beer stuff. Not as much. They're focusing more on the cocktails. However, they will have Beck's and Bass pods available as well as cider from Stella Artois. Mm-hmm. The machines go on sale right now in St. Louis, but they're going to be rolling them out at most Total Wine locations as well as a lot of other spots. But I think that's going to be, as you said, Greg, a very hot holiday gift this year.
LB was on the mocktails for one day after the hospital stay.
Hour.
Hey, kid, it's a tequila sunrise mocktail.
I'll have the O'Douls. What? Who are you?
Point
what are you doing here?
Said LB never. I'll have the O'Douls.
Mm-hmm. Please.
No, said LB never. That's a pretty good. I mean, people will buy that.
I mean,
how great is that? The cocktail
pod? Well,
it's
self-serve. You know, like when you have a barbecue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing worse than you have to stand and make cocktails for
people.
You
just put the Keurig right out
there. Like, see,
I can see you eating in a crunch, eating the cocktail pods.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What do you even need to use the machine for?
I can see you snorting cocktail pods before they are even produced.
Yeah. It'll save time in the morning.
Those days are over, the snorting days. That was my rookie year. That's it.
All right. Let's get to some news. And the news, now I don't, this seems like hyperbole, but a 978 texter says the ear moth ambush is the best thing to happen to the show in a while.
Wow.
Well, I don't know what that says about the show, but I'm glad you like it. All right. Let's do some news.
News this hour brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Flu activity remains high for the U.S. with some areas still rising. Now's the time to prepare yourself with a thermometer you can trust. The number one way to tell if it's a cold or flu is by taking your temperature. The Exergen Temporal Scanner takes an accurate temperature in seconds, and it's backed by more than 70 clinical studies. Brought to you also this hour by ElizabethGrady.com. Give the gift of beauty and relaxation with an Elizabeth Grady gift card. Available in any denomination, it's for everyone. Call 1-800-FACIALS or visit ElizabethGrady.com.
Hey, a texter, I believe a texter saying I said Keurig, incorrect?
Yeah, Keurig.
Keurig.
Oh, Keurig.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. To those
it's
in
fine.
Dover.
Fine. You've done it for years.
To those who are listening
I live
in Dover.
I live it every day, kid.
Keurig.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Sorry. Keurig. You say Keurig. I say Keurig. All right.
Nancy Keurig in?
What do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about this case up in New Hampshire with regard to what a court is telling Amazon that they need to do with Alexa. Trying to save you guys that are listening to us via that device. So there's a double homicide that happened in January of 2017 in New Hampshire. And the court has probable cause to believe that the Amazon Echo in the home may have created recordings of the incident and what had happened in the home at the time of the homicide that could be useful to the case. Now, Amazon is saying that because they're looking to protect consumers and their customers, they don't want to fork over whatever audio that may be stored on their servers.
Why would they do that?
Well, I think they don't want to admit that they're eavesdropping on you all the time.
Well,
now,
this happens with like the iPhone and stuff where like in China, you know, they want the information or Google searches. They want the information, and these companies try to fight to protect the privacy of
someone died.
Well, yeah,
I get it. But can't you pick and choose your poison? I mean, if someone died, I get it. You can't record me having sex with Annie on the couch, but if I kill Annie, you should be able to use that audio, no?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know the FBI had
a hard time with Apple trying to break into the iPhone.
San Bernardino guy?
That's it, the San Bernardino killer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But didn't they deny it? Didn't they say that the echo, what it does is records over a certain period of time and then loops around and records over that. So nothing is saved.
What they claim is that you need to use the trigger word, any of the trigger words like A-L-E-X-A or echo or anything
you
like that.
You can say Alexa. It's okay.
I know, but people get mad. I know. I don't want to think their device is going to be paused. I see it happens when I watch S-Creek.
You can listen to Alexa and tune in WAAF. All you have to do is ask Alexa to play WAAF, and you can turn your smart speaker into a radio. And so... but yeah, I don't know. They probably should give it up if it's pertinent to the investigation and they have it. They probably ought to give it up.
I think that'll hurt their bottom line a little though.
Excuse me. You know who doesn't care about their bottom line?
Ooh.
Bezos.
I think he does.
Bezos. Are you kidding me? Mm. Bezos. This is the giving season for Bezos. By the way, $1 billion idea here, and I'm going to give it away for free.
Oh, LB.
A billion dollar idea.
Let me get a pen.
Why does Amazon not place some kind of a GPS tracking device in every package that they deliver so that when it is stolen out of somebody's driveway or the like, the authorities can't just track down who has it?
Very good. Mm.
Why don't they do that?
Maybe it's cost
prohibitive. Well, because we need our
I don't know how much they would cost.
Would it be cost prohibitive?
Maybe.
Or, I mean, you think they could charge more for it.
Listen, if it were easy enough to put a GPS on everything, don't you think all the crazier than Danielle broads out there would be slapping one underneath the hood of their man's car?
Yeah, but I think our cops need to be doing something better than chasing down some package that was taken off a step. If Amazon, you could have Amazon security.
What's if it's expensive?
You think people should be running around stealing gifts out of people's driveways?
It happens all day, every day.
So it's
I know. We heard in Stowe 5-0 today.
It's
an epidemic.
Yes, it's an epidemic in Stowe.
But I don't think our cops need to be tracking people down.
That's kind of part of what they do.
That's what they do.
Are you insinuating the creation of Amazon police?
Yes.
Because that's the beginning
of the
end.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. Amazon force. Bezos force.
Mm-hmm. Here's somebody who says, maybe because they just throw the box out, dummy.
Yeah.
Well, then put it on the gift. Well,
yeah, but what if it's multiple items in there?
Put it on what they bought. I don't know.
I don't know. When I buy cat food, I don't really want the GPS
in there. Make the box unopenable, except by the owner.
Oh, Jesus.
Make the box have a code that they can open.
A steel box.
I'm just telling you, have you not seen the videos where these people are caught on the home cameras?
Yeah.
And they come up and they steal
the beginning of time, kid.
All your stuff?
That's why you're supposed to tell your FedEx guy, which I tell my FedEx guy after he has sex with Annie, please put the boxes on the back porch.
What, is that code?
What is the back? Does the back porch make any difference?
Yeah, because you have security. They have to walk down the driveway, and your neighbors see some stranger pulling up. Thieves are lazy. If it's easy to run up really quick and grab something off your front step,
they'll do it.
That's
true.
If they have to walk all the way around to the back,
they won't even see it most of the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think they would. I mean, if somebody's going to rob you. And they're trying
to
steal
how would you
packages.
Know the box is in the back, bud, if you're driving by?
We only have two.
Maybe you wait for to watch the UPS guy bring it out back.
Well, you know what? If you have that kind of patience as a thief, go ahead.
Many of them do. Many of them do.
What?
Again?
We're up against the clock now.
No.
Earmoth ambush.
No. What?
On the package thing?
Yes. On the Amazon packages. This is it.
All right.
This is the one.
All right. Did Lucid Lindy mention that the best way to keep your package safe from a thief was to put it on the back porch? Did he say that?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
If he said that, then one would simply be able to look out the back door to check on their package.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Toot, toot, toot. Looking out my back door. It's China.
Here's a text that says you pronounced China wrong, brah. It's China.
China.
Just get a reference on that Creedence song. That's the point in the Big Lebowski where the dude got his car back, but then dropped the roach he was smoking in his lap and tried to put it out with his beer and ran into a dumpster. Pivotal You're point awesome. In the movie.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, is it possible for LB to form a sentence without the word sex in it?
Nope.
No.
Not so much.
No, no, not really.
Nope.
That's his thing. Let's see. LB, correction, FedEx has not been around since the beginning of time.
What?
well, I mean, FedEx is a recently new 80s FedEx, 80s?
I would say before that, no?
No, I don't think so.
Danielle, Google.
I'm Googling. Stand by.
Oh, LB. Google hasn't been around forever.
Since the beginning of the wheel?
Oh, FedEx, no word on the little arrow in the middle of the logo, was founded in 1971.
Ooh. Thank you.
Really? Little Rock, wow. Arkansas.
Really?
I'm half smiling you right now.
Well, no. That's not the beginning of time.
There's
It's 2018. It's like 50 years ago.
There's a word for what FedEx is, and I forget what the word is, but when a brand actually becomes used as an action. So, for instance, when somebody is going to send a package now, they say, I'm going to FedEx this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When the brand actually, there's some word. Can you look up
I'm
what that's called?
Like if you Xerox something.
Yes, if you were to Xerox something, the brand becomes the actual name for the action, like the actual word for the action. I think there's some specific word for what
verbifying?
That is.
Verbifying?
What is it?
Verbifying?
Sounds like that might be it. So that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if...
It's a verbed noun.
I mean, can you think of any other brands that have become the actual verb, like the actual action is, I'm going to FedEx this. I'm going to Xerox this. Mm-hmm. You know.
This is way over my head.
Well, no,
I'm going to TiVo something.
Yes, yeah. Okay,
you're
yes.
You're recording it, but TiVo is a brand. Yeah. I'm going to FaceTime you.
Yes.
With a video chat. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody says Roto-Rooter. I don't know if Roto-Rooter is a one or not.
Maybe when you're talking in code.
No, but that's true.
Well,
when you're going to fix your toilet, you Roto-Rooter it.
What about Kleenex? Same thing. You're not necessarily, it's a tissue. It could be Scott's. It could be any. It could be anybody.
Or Band-Aid.
Right.
Band-Aid. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a verb, but still.
Chapstick.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Pampers, like a punch in the Pampers.
Oh.
Danielle, if you're available this weekend.
I'm busy, but thanks for the offer.
My bad.
I got to forearm somebody in the face, but thanks.
Texter says Google is the ultimate verbified brand.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, that's true, because Google it doesn't mean you might be, what else would you be? What other search engines are there? What's the big search engine?
They all suck. Yeah. Is it Bing, Yahoo? Yeah. I don't know. Google is...
Give me a Coke. No, that's a brand that you want. Yeah. You want the Coke.
Give me is the verb part of
the
that.
Actual,
so.
You actually want the Coke. Photoshop? Photoshop it? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ziploc? I don't know about Ziploc. That's a.
Well, I mean, do you Ziploc something? No, you. I don't know that you really use that as a verb.
Yeah. All right, we got to go.
Ah, boo.
Thank you for being here this morning.
And Velcro LB shoes.
Is Jeff before we go. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, the word you're looking for where the verb sounds like the word onomatopoeia is the name of the word you're looking for.
Onomatopoeia is when the word sounds like what it is, I believe, if I remember my English correctly.
Like
is
it
giving an inanimate object a sound?
Huh?
No, he's
onomatopoeia.
That's his interpretation.
Inanimate object.
No, it's like if the word is what it like. Danielle had the perfect one. Vroom is the onomatopoeia.
Splat.
Oh, I would like to say hello to our favorite news smoke, Jessica Reyes.
Hey, girl.
Who just tweeted over and said, she's repeating everything she's heard on the show. She said Kleenex and Xerox. Are both verbified.
She might be. She might be on the app. She hasn't heard those.
All right. Well, hello to Jessica.
She looks darling today in the hat that her mom made her. Check her out on Instagram.
Tweet. Right. Tweet.
Tweet. Yes. Tweet. Well, no.
What else would you?
You're
tweeting on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, are you saying it's verbified or onomatopoeia?
Now I'm confused.
Let me get two onomatopoeias, kid, with a side of ketchup.
You can't tweet.
Does that come with tequila?
You can't tweet on anything other than Twitter. So no, that's not the same thing. Now what about a Lewinsky? Is that in this category? All right, we got to go. Highlights of today's show will be podcast for you shortly as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com. LB's greatest moments of the week. Uh-oh. Many from the 6 o'clock hour today, coming up tomorrow. And we'll talk to Ken Casey of the Dropkick Murphys on the show tomorrow. The WAAF Workday Blitz is next.
Netflix customers concerned about
adding commercials.
The WAAF Workday Blitz. It's a long block.